We're up to Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchos Gerushin, Aleph. Zesh Nema B'Torah V'Kotov L'Seifa Krisus V'Nasin B'Yada, that which the Torah says, he shall write for her a book of separation and put it in her hand, Echad HaKosev B'Yada, whether he writes it with his own hand, O Sha'omer La'achar Lichtavlo, or he can tell someone else to write the get for him. V'Echad HaNosin B'Yada, likewise, it makes no difference whether he gives it with his own hand, O Sha'omer La'achar Lichtavlo, or he says to someone else that he should give it to his wife. Lo Nemar V'Kosev, the reason why the Torah says, and he shall write it, is not said, Ela Lahodia, only to tell us, She'em is Gareshes Ela B'Ksav, that she's only divorced if it is through a written document, a get. And V'Nasan, the only reason why it says he shall give it, is not to tell us that he must give it, but it is to tell us, Shelo Tikach Mi'atzma, she should not take the get on her own, he has to give it to her. Beis, Oma Lishnayim, if a man says to two people, Kisvu get, write a get, V'chismu, and sign it, Utnuli Ishti, and give it to my wife, Hare'elu Kosvin, that it can be written, V'chosvin, and it is signed, V'nosnula, and they can give it to her. V'hein hein shluchav, they can be his agents, V'hein hein edov, and they themselves can be the witnesses. V'cheinin, Oma L'sofer, if he tells a scribe, Ksovli get the Ishti, write this divorce for me, to give to my wife, V'omer le'edim. And then he says to witnesses, Lachtom, that they should sign, Kosvin, they write the get, V'chosvin, they sign it, V'nosin lo, and they give it to the husband, V'hu megarish bo, and the husband could use the get to divorce his wife with it, B'chol eshi yirtza, whenever he so desires. Gimel, V'chosvin get le'ish, you can write a get for the husband, afa pishe nishto imo, even though his wife is not there with him. V'hu sheyiyu ho'edim v'hasofer, shekosvu v'chosmu bo, provided that the witnesses and the scribe that wrote the get and that signed the get, makirin, they recognize v'yodin, and they know shezehu ploni, that this is that person who is written in the get, v'ishto hi plonis, and his wife is that woman. They know the husband and they know the wife. V'imhayu ba'osim makom, and if in that place where the get is written, there are shnayim, there are two people, sheshmosehen shavim, their names are the same, identical names, most the same shavim, and their wives' names are the same. Ein migarish echad mehem el b'maymed chavero. One cannot divorce his wife unless his friend, who has this identical name, is there. Shemi yichtov get, lest he might write a get. V'yolicha le'eshes chavero, and he will bring it to the wife of his friend. V'yigarshena olav, and he will divorce her from her husband, when in reality her husband never even gave the get. Dalid ubishasa sakana, in the times when there is danger. Kosvim v'nosnin, you can write again and give it apopisha ein makirin, even though they don't recognize the husband and wife. V'ha'isha nosen eschar ha'sofer b'chol makom. Under all circumstances, the woman is the one who should pay the scribe for the writing of the get. Hey, v'tzorach sh'yomer ha'bal atzmo v'sofer, the husband must himself tell the scribe, so write the get. Ule'edim, the husband must himself tell the witnesses, chasumu, sign the get. Harei sha'amalu bezdin. If the bezdin says to him, oshnayim, or two people say to the husband, nichtov get li'ishtecha, shall we write a get for your wife? V'amar lahem, and he says to them, ksovu, write it. Im kosvahein atzman, if they themselves wrote it, v'chosmubo, and they signed it themselves, harei ze kosher. It is then a valid get. Alvim amru heim l'sofer, if they in turn told the scribe, v'kosav, and the scribe wrote the get, not they. Ula edim, and then they told other people to be witnesses. V'chosmu, and the other people signed, av apisha chazru v'nasnu l'bal, even though they then gave it to the husband. V'chosav v'nasn gedzele ishto, and the husband himself gave the get to his wife. B'fnei edim, in the presence of witnesses, hareza get batal, this get is utterly useless. Shehari kosvo, because they wrote mishalo amalo habal kosvo. The one who wrote it was not someone who was authorized by the husband to write it. The husband told them to write it, and they in turn told someone else. Vav amalishnayim olishlosha. If someone says to two or three people, imru l'sofer, you in turn tell a scribe, beyichtov ged leishti, that he writes a get for my wife. The imru li'edim, and you should speak to witnesses, not yourselves, but you speak to other people, v'yachsoma, and they should sign. V'yomru l'sofer, and they said to the sofer, they spoke to the scribe, v'kosav, and he wrote the get. U'le'edim, and they told the witnesses, v'chosmu, and they signed it. Or another example, sh'omru l'shnayim, He said to two people, Imru l'sofer, speak to the sofer, v'yichtav ged l'ishti, and he should write a get for my wife, v'atem chasumu, and you should sign on it. He doesn't delegate the responsibility of signing to anyone else. Hareza get posel, this get is invalid. Because he didn't tell the people to write it, he told them to tell somebody else to write it. However, the Rambam says, "Misyashvim bedava zeharva," one has to really be very settled when dealing with this issue. One has to apply oneself thoroughly. Hukarav liyos get batel, because there's a likelihood that this might even be worse than an invalid get. It might be a get that is utterly null and void. What is the difference between invalid and utterly null and void? Posel is invalid and batel is null and void. The Rambam himself asks the question in the next halacha, Zayin. Uma bin posel or batel. What difference does it make if we say posel, invalid, or we say batel that it is totally null and void? Rambam explains, Shekol makom shenemar b'chibur zeh beget shehu batel, wherever in this work, in this book, in Mishneh Torah, where it says that the get is batil, is null and void, batil min ha-Torah. It means that the Torah even rejects the kashrus of this get. V'chol makom shenemar posel, wherever in this work it says posel, it is invalid, hu posel medivrei sofrim. It means it is only rabbinically disqualified. Ches, habal shehevi get chasum biyado. A husband who comes with a get that is signed, and he brings this get and produces it. V'amar, and he says, Tnu get zeh l'ishti, give this get to my wife, harei l'yitnula, you can give it to her. Amar l'acherim lichtav get, v'lachtum bo, if he says to other people to write a get, to sign it, v'litno l'ishto, and to give it to his wife, v'kosvu, and they wrote it, v'chosmu, and they signed it, v'nosnula, and they gave it to his wife, v'nimtza haget batel l'posel, then they discover that the get is either null and void, biblically null and void, or rabbinically invalid. Hare'elu kosven acher, they're allowed to write another get. V'afilu meya, even 100 other getin, means if one get, a second get, and a third get proves to be invalid, they can keep on writing getin, achi yagia liyad the get kosher, until a kosher get reaches the hand of his wife. Because he authorized them to write a get, and to sign it. Makes no difference how many times they have to rewrite it. Tes, amar lahem habal, the husband says to them, Kisvu, write, v'chismu, and sign, utnu l'shliach, and give it to a agent, l'holichla, to carry it and deliver it to her, v'chasvu, when they wrote it, v'chasmu, when they signed it, v'nasnu l'shliach, and they gave it to the agent, v'nimtza haget batel apostle, and then the get is discovered to be null and void or invalid, ein kosven acher, they should not write another get, ad sheyimlechu bebal, until they consult the husband, whether he wants to write another get. Shaharelo also osan shluchim legerushin. He didn't make them his agents to deliver the get. Vishemalei ratza, perhaps he didn't want elish yichdavu. Perhaps all he wanted that they should write the get, v'yitnu l'shliach bilvat, and merely give it to the agent. V'lo yishar lehem bo maisa acher, and no other action should be left in their hands. V'harei kosvu v'nosnu, and they did do exactly as they were told. They wrote it, and they gave it to the agent. And perhaps he doesn't want them to do anything else. L'fichach lo yichtavu acher, they have no right, and they should not write another get without his permission. V'im kosvu get acher, kosher, if they did write another valid get, v'nasnuhu l'shliach, and they gave it to the agent, v'nasnula, and the shliach gave it, the agent gave it to the wife, harezu safik mugareshes. This is a doubtful case of divorce, because perhaps the husband was willing to authorize them to write another get, and perhaps not, so it is a doubt. Yud. Ha'omer l'shnayim, oli yeser al shnayim. If one says to either two or more than two people, kisvu get, write a get, v'tnu li'ishti, and give it to my wife. Or if he says, gershuha, divorce her, shilchuha, send her away, shavkuha, let her go, tarchuha, drive her out. If he says any of these expressions, or he says, kisvu igeres, write a letter, v'tnu la, and give it to her, in any of these situations, hara'elu yichtivu get kosher, they may write a valid get, v'yitnula, and give it to her. Omar lahem, if he said to them, pitruha, release her, parnasuha, provide for her, asula kedas, do for her according to the law, asula keninmus, do the proper thing for her, asula karoi, do what is fitting for her. In any of these situations, lo amar klum, It is invalid what he says. These are not expressions that are good for divorce. V'im kasu get v'nasnula, and if they did write this get based on these instructions and they gave it to her, hariza get batal. This is a totally useless get. It is null and void. Yud Aleph. Amalehem, he said to them, Hotzi'ihua, let her put her out. Or if he said to her, Azvuha, that means let her go, but it is the Aramaic equivalent of the Hebrew word that we had before, Shapkuha. Hatiruha, that could mean make her permitted to all other men, or it could mean release her from a vow, which of course would not be a proper expression for divorce. Hanichuha, let her be. Ho'iluha, bestow some benefit on her. In any of the above, hareza safik, it is a doubt, imash mamilos elu gerushin, if these words suggest that he is divorcing her, or inyan acher, perhaps some other matter. The fichach, therefore, ein kosmula, one should not write the get based on these instructions. The in kosmu get, if they did write the divorce, the nosnula, and they did give it, harezu safik mugareshus, it is a case where the divorce is in doubt. Yudbeis, ha'omer, if someone says, kisvu get li'ishti, write a get for my wife, hare'ilu kosvin, even though he only said write, they can write it, v'chosvin, they can sign it, v'nosn l'baal b'yado, and they put it in the hands of the husband, but v'ein nosn l'ishto, they do not give it to the wife, achayom lehem litin la, until the husband says to them that they should give it to the wife. In other words, the giving of the get, they must hear directly from his mouth the word suggesting that they should give it. V'im nosn la, and if they did give it without his specific authorization, eino get, it is not a valid get. B'med dvarim amurim, when is the foregoing true? Bibari, when the husband is healthy. Abul ha-masukin, a person who is a masukan. And the meaning of masukan, the Rambam explains. V'hu adam, that is a person, shekafat olav ha-choli. B'mehera, that his sickness has jumped on him, has seized him very quickly, v'hichbit chol yom yad, and his condition has deteriorated to the point that his sickness is very grave, and this is a sudden change. V'hayotze b'kolar, someone who is being taken away in chains. Afilu al iski mamon, even if it is for financial reasons, some accusation that he committed a crime involving money. V'hamefarish b'yam, or someone who was setting out on a trip by sea. V'hayotze b'shiyar, or someone who was going on a journey by way of caravan. V'omar, and he said, kiss, forget the ishti, write the divorce for my wife. Hare'elu yichtavu, they can write it. V'yichasmu, they can sign it. V'yichnula, they can even give it to the wife, even though he only authorized the writing of the get. Shahadav yadua, because it is obvious, shalom iskavin zeh, that any one of these people had the intention, elo lichtov litin la, only to write the get and have it given as well. That's why they authorized the writing, so that it should be delivered as well, since they knew that they would not be capable of making any further authorizations later on. Yud gimel, bari, a healthy person, shomar, who said, kis would get the ishti, write this get for my wife. Because when they wrote it, v'chasm when they signed it, v'nasn la, and then they gave it to her, v'harag atzma miyad, and he committed suicide immediately after she had received the get. Kigon, for example, shehishlech atzma minagag, he threw himself off the roof. Ohipil atzma liyam, or he threw himself into the sea. Hareze get kosher, the get is valid. Ola legag, if he went up onto the roof, v'dachvaso haruach, and then the wind pushed him down, v'nafal, and he fell, umes, and he died, eino get. The get is then not valid. Because in the first case, the fact itself that he was prepared to commit suicide indicates that when he said to write the get, he meant to write it and give it. In the latter case, since we have no indication that he wanted to commit suicide, just by saying write the get, it is not sufficient for us to actually deliver it as well. Safik hipul atzmo, it's a doubt whether he threw himself down, safik dechvaso haruach, whether the wind pushed him down. Hareza get, it is a valid get, achiyavada bevadai, until we can determine with certainty, shaharuach dechvaso, that the wind pushed him down. V'chein, and likewise, misha hayim mushlech bebar, someone was thrown into a pit. The Omar, and he said, kol ha-shemea koli, whoever can hear my voice, yichtov get le'ishti, should write a get for my wife. And he did not say that they should deliver it as well. Hare'elu yichtavu, they could write it, v'yitnula, and give it to her as well. V'hu sheyeduo, so provided that they know him. V'afo pisha hilu v'lohi kiruhu, even though afterwards they picked him up, they raised him up from the pit, and they couldn't recognize him. Hare ha-get kosher, the get is valid. Shazeh b'shas ha-sakonahu, shekosvim v'nosvim, because in the time of danger, you can write the get and give it, ahopi she'ein makirin, even though you don't recognize the person. Likewise, a person who is afflicted with very terrible wounds, it's impossible for someone to live after these wounds. Even if most of two of the vital signs, in other words, the esophagus and the trachea, were severed. V'ramaz, and he hinted, v'omar, and he said, kisu get li'ishti, write a get for my wife, hara'elu yichtivu v'yitnu. They can have the get written, and they could give the get. Shaharei ata chayhu, because now he is considered alive. Obviously, once he is dead, you can't write a get for his wife. But now he is still considered alive, afa pisha sofa lomos, even though he is eventually, certainly going to die. Yudalit. Someone was afflicted by some evil spirit that was frightening him. For Amar, and he said, when the sickness began to affect him, he said, write a get for my wife. Lo Amar Klum. That is not worth anything. Because this person's mind is not considered to be tranquil and reasonable and settled. We don't recognize that he had made this authorization with a clear mind. Likewise, a person who was drunk, who achieved the degree of drunkenness that the biblical load had achieved, he is also likewise not qualified to authorize the writing of a get. And if he did not reach that degree of drunkenness, hareza suffik, it is a doubt whether his get that he authorizes is valid or not. Tesvav, Omar, if a person says kishahu bari, when he was healthy, kis would get, write this divorce, this bill of divorce, or tnu leishti, and give it to my wife. V'acharkach nivas, and afterwards he became mentally deranged. Mamtinin, we wait at sheyavri, until he recovers, and then the kosvin, then we write the get, v'nosnula, and then we give it to her. V'ain't tzarech lagzav lehi molech bo, we don't have to then consult him again, acha shehivri, after he recovered, whether he wants the get to be written. V'im kosvu v'nosnu kodem sheyavri, if they wrote the get and gave it before he recovered, hareza posel, it is invalid. Tezayin, mish nishtatek, if someone was afflicted with sickness, that he could no longer speak, but his mind is nevertheless clear. And they said lo to him, Nichtov get li'ishtecha, shall we write a get for your wife? V'hirkin v'rosho, and he signaled with his head, yes. Botkin oso, shlosha pa'amim b'sei rugin, they investigate him three times, alternating between yes, no, and yes. Im amra alav lav, if he answers to that which he should answer no, no. V'al hein hein, and that which he should answer yes, he does reply yes. Hare'elu yichtavu v'yitnu, they can write the get and give it. In other words, if they see that he knows what he's talking about, then they can give the get. V'tzricha lebodka yafa yafa, they have to examine him very, very thoroughly. Shema nitrifa daito, perhaps his mind was also affected, not only his speech. V'chein imkasa v'yado, and if he wrote, this person who has become a mute, wrote in his own handwriting, kisvu, write, v'tnu get le'ishti, and give a get for my wife, hare'elu kosvim v'nosn la, we write the get and we give it to her. Im ha'isa daitim yeshevis olav, if his mind, his mental ability, had not been impaired. She'ein din mishin ishtatek kidin hacheresh, the law of someone who has become a mute is not the same thing as someone who was born a deaf mute, who is not valid to authorize the writing of a get. Yudzayin, Misha Nasa Kshu Pikeach, if a person got married when he was healthy, v'nischarish, and he became deaf, v'ein tzarech lomash nishtate, it goes without saying if he had become mentally deranged, ein emotzi li'olam, he can never give his wife a get, ad sheyavri, until he recovers. V'ein tzomchen al remizas hacherish, we do not rely on the signals of a deaf mute, v'lo al ksavo, nor do we rely on his handwriting. Even though it seems that his mind is quite clear and his mental ability had not been impaired. But if he got married when he was a cheresh, he could hint divorce even with a mere hint or a signal, a mere gesture. The reason for that is, because his marriage in the first place was not binding as far as the Torah is concerned. Kemosha Bi'anu, as we explained in an earlier section, Okishem Shekonas Beremiza, so therefore, since the rabbis allowed him to get married by way of gesture, without having to say anything, Kachmotzi Beremiza, likewise, he could divorce his wife in the same manner. Yudches Hamikadish Ketana Al Yedei Aviha, if someone married a minor, a woman under the age of 12, through her father, the father married her off, Vigirsha Kashahi Ketana, and he divorced her when she is still a minor. Aviha Mikabo Gita, it is the father who has to accept, who accepts the get. Umashiyagia Haget Liyad Ha'av is Garsha. And when the bill of divorce reaches the hand of the father, she is divorced. Girsha Kashahi Naira, if he divorced her when she had achieved the age of Naira, that is between 12 and 12 and a half, that is in between the age of being a minor and the age of adulthood. Imhi Giha Get Liyada, if the get reaches her hand, O Liyada Viha, or the hand of her father, Nizgarsha, she is divorced. The Ein Nara Mu'urasa, and a Naira, a girl between the age of 12 and a half who is betrothed, she is not capable, Osir Shliach, to make an agent, to authorize another person, Lekabal Gita Miyad Baila, to accept the get from the hand of her husband, Bechaye Aviha, in her father's lifetime. Although she herself could accept the get, she or her father, she cannot authorize someone else to accept the get on her behalf. Aval Ha'av, however, the father, Osir Shliach Lekabal HaGet, he may authorize an agent to accept the get, Lebito, for his daughter Hamu'reses, who was betrothed, Bein Ketana, Bein Naira, whether she is still a minor or whether she is a Naira. Yutes, Kitra Avia Kashi Ketana, if the father betrothed her, married her off when she was a minor, under the age of 12, Umeis, and the father died. Im Mavchenes Ben Gita L'davar Acha, if she can discern between her divorce and some other document, Harezu Mizgareshes, she is divorced, Mishiyagia HaGet L'yada, as soon as the get arrives into her hand. The imlav, if she doesn't have that mental ability, einam is gareshes, she is not divorced, acha tavchen, until she matures and she could discern the difference between a get and something else. The imgirsha, and if he did divorce her under those circumstances which she cannot discern, eina migareshes, she is not considered divorced. Chaf. Mi shahadin nosein. Wherever the law dictates, shekofin osa lagarish es ishto, that he, the husband, could be coerced, could be compelled to divorce his wife, v'lo ratzel lagarish, and he refuses to divorce his wife. And we learned earlier that one of the conditions of divorce is that the husband has to be willing to grant the divorce. What do we do? So the Rambam continues, bathed in shal Yisrael b'chol makom, a Jewish court, wherever they may be, u'b'chol zman, in whatever period, whatever time they may be in power, makin oso, they may give him lashes ad sheyomar, until he says rota ani, I wish to give the get. V'yichtav haget, then they write the get, v'hu get kosher, and it is kosher, even though it was extracted through force. V'chein im hikuhu goyim, likewise if non-Jews hit him, beat him. V'omru lo, when they said to him, asei mashi Yisrael omrim lach, do what the Jewish people are telling you to do. V'lachatu oso, when they oppressed him, they put pressure on him. Yisrael, the Jews, put pressure, biyad hagoyim, by way of the non-Jews, achi garish, until he finally agrees to give the divorce, hareza kosher, it is also a valid get. However, v'im hagoyim mi'atzman ansuhu, if the non-Jews themselves coerce him, achi kosher, until he writes the get, ho'il v'hadin nosin sheyichtov, since the din prescribes that he write the get, hareza get posel, the get is not a kosher get. However, it is only invalid because of rabbinical requirements. Biblically, this get is also valid since he was required to give the get. Now the Rambam asks, v'lama lo batel get zeh, why is this get totally and utterly null and void? Shaharei hu anus, because he was coerced, bein biyad goyim, whether it was through the hands of non-Jews, bein biyad Yisro, whether it was through the hands of a Jew. Ein omrim anus, so the Rambam answers, we don't use the argument of coercion Elo lamisha nelchatz v'nidchak lasas davar. Only if the person was pressured and forced into doing something, she'eino mechoyev min ha-Torah la'asoso, that he is not biblically obligated to perform. Kigon, for example, misha hukah, someone who was beaten, acha machar, until he sold, or nasan, or he gave his property. Therefore, since he is not obligated to do so, we don't assume that since he was coerced, he really wants to do it. Avo misha tokvo yitzra hara, however, a person whose evil impulse coerces him, levatal mitzvah, to not do a mitzvah, o lasos avera, or to do a transgression. So the person was forced by his evil inclination to do that which is wrong. Vehukar, and he is beaten, acha asa davar, until he did the thing. Shechayev lasosa, that he is obligated to do, o acha nisrachik midavar, or until he was pushed away from, he was removed from something, so that he is forbidden to do, einza anus mimenu, he is not considered being coerced, elohu anus atzmo b'dayta hara, on the contrary, he is the one who allowed himself to be coerced to follow the evil path, the evil way. So what is happening over here is merely removing the coercion of his evil inclination. L'fichach, therefore, zesh eino rotz legarish, this person who does not want to divorce his wife, ma'achash who rotz elias miyisrael, but since he wants to be a Jew, the truth is that deep down he really wants to be a Jew, and rotz who lasas kol ha-mitzvos, he really wants to do all of the mitzvos, all of the commandments, will his srachik min ha-averos, and he really wants to keep away from transgression. The Yitzra, who should talk for, it's only his evil impulse that forces him, that puts pressure on him, v'kivan shehuka, since he is given these lashes, he is beaten, achatashash Yitzro, until his evil impulse has become weakened, v'amar, and he is able to say, rotza ani, I want to give the divorce, kvar girash l'ritzono, then he had already willingly offered to give the get. In other words, the Rambam is saying, since, truthfully, every Jew wants to do God's will, it is only a superficial covering that prevents him from expressing that will, and the mere fact that he says, I want to give it, even though it comes through coercion, it is considered an expression of his true will. Lo ha-yahdin nosin shekofen osa legarish. Let's say, the Rambam continues, the law does not prescribe, does not dictate that he divorces his wife. However, v'tor bezdin shel Yisrael, the Jewish court erred, o shehayu hadyotos, or they were non-professional, they were lay judges, v'yansuhu, when they forced him, acha girash, until he divorced, and since they were lay judges, they were not authorized to do so, hareza get posel, it is an invalid get, hoel v'yisroel ansuhu, and since it was Jews who forced him, yigmar v'yigarish. In other words, the solution is, in this case, since he's being forced by Jews, he should resolve and give the get, since he's being given the lashes anyhow. Vim ha-goyim ansu l'garish shelo kedin, if non-Jews coerce him to give a get, and that was not in accordance with the Jewish law, eino get, the get is entirely null and void. Afal pi she'amar b'goyim rotza ani, even though when the non-Jews coerced him, he said, I want to give it. V'amar, and he said l'Yisrael, and he told the Jew, kisvu, write the get, v'chisnu, and sign it. Ho'il v'ein ha-din mechayvo l'hotzi, since Jewish law does not require of him to divorce his wife. V'hagoyim ansu, and the non-Jews coerced him, eino get. The get has absolutely no value. In the first case, where the Jews forced him to give the get, even though it was not in accordance to Jewish law, nevertheless, biblically, it is a get. Therefore, the solution is that he should resolve to give it, so it should be a perfect get, since, according to biblical law, it is a kosher get. However, where non-Jews coerce him, since he is not obligated to give the get, and since it was non-Jews who forced him to do it, there is no foundation and no basis for this get at all, and it is not at all valid, not even biblically. With this, we conclude Perek Beis, the second chapter of Hilchos Gerushin, the Laws of Divorce.